Our reading this evening is from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 9. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear Saints, the Church of God is always much larger than we think it is. That is a fantastic reminder on a Wednesday evening when there is 3, 5, 8 of us. 9? I'm counting 9. It's a good reminder. Miss Mary Ann, you came from a congregation who was averaging 25 people, right, on a Sunday. I'm a pastor of Abundant Life, who averages about 12 on a Sunday. We're Mount Calvary, we average about 66, and we've never averaged more than 100, right? It's always a wonderful reminder that the Church of God is always much larger than we think it is. So Revelation describes that it is a multitude that no one can count, from all tribes and all races. Abraham is taken out, and he's told to look at the stars of the sky at one point. That'll be how many children he has, children of the faith, children of the Heavenly Father. Another time he's taken out, and he's told, if you could count the what?
Sand.
The sand. That would be how many children you have. And what's beautiful about this confession is that once you are a Christian, we confess that you don't die, right? Jesus says, even though he die, yet shall he live. So the church has existed ever since God created Adam and Eve. Noah's in the church, and Abraham is in the church, and Moses is in the church, and Peter and John and Paul are in the church. And it's always, always much larger than we think it is. So we say on Sundays, with angels and with archangels and with all the company of heaven. I've told you to do this before, that sometime when you are hearing those words, that you hear and you see all of the pews all of a sudden filled with the ones who have gone before you, with your Son who's gone before you. There he is. He's in the presence of Jesus. And where are you right then and there? You're in the presence of Jesus as well. So we have a text before us in St. Mark that is kind of getting us this remembrance here that the church is always much larger than we think it is, because the disciples, especially John, the disciples encounter someone who is casting out demons in Jesus' name. And what do they want to do? They want to stop him. Why? Because he was not following us. Right? That's what it says. And that's the same thing. He was not following them. For the apostles, they thought the visible church was who? Them. And for good reason, right? They were the only ones following Jesus, and there was lots of ladies that were following Jesus, Mary and Martha, and there was like five different Marys that that the Gospels encounter too. But they had their group. They were a them, they were an us, and as far as they knew, they didn't know that person who was casting out demons in Jesus' name. They weren't a part of the us. But what does Jesus remind them? Don't stop him. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. So they were not a part of their visible congregation, but yet they still not were against them. They were still not against us. And especially, what do we know? Who were they not against? They weren't against Jesus. They were for Jesus, even though they didn't know it too. And I mean, that's maybe just the beauty of the church, is that billions and billions and billions of people that you don't know, you will know. And that's a beauty of it. So I wanted you to consider this. They weren't a part of a them, but they were a part of a broader us that says, our Father who art in heaven. So I wanted to give you a couple of passages here to meditate on, because Jesus says here in the Mark reading, for the one who is not against us is for us. And he says something, not the opposite, but something that's a bit different in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Can somebody read that?
Whoever does not gather with me scatters.
So you kind of, like, you don't want to say that's the opposite. Jesus doesn't contradict himself. But it is a bit of a different take on it, right? So Jesus says, whoever is not against us is for us. And then another time he says, whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. So I was taught that the pronouns matter. Pronouns meaning us and me in this case. So the us, for the one who is not against us is for us, is the visible congregation for John and for Matthew and et cetera, like that. But Jesus says, whoever is not with me is against me. So can one be against Jesus? Can one be against Jesus and still be a Christian? Does that make sense? No, absolutely not. The visible church, the church that will exist for all ages, is in fact only because of Jesus and his death and his resurrection and his grace and his mercy and his washing of them in the blood. Who are these coming out of the great tribulation? They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. But could they... could we not be aware of them? Does that make sense? Could they disagree with us on certain things? There's a joy in knowing that too. They might not pray the way we pray or sing the way we sing, but they still have to be with Jesus. And then the next thing is, Jesus is going to say in verse 41, truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. That our Lord Jesus speaks of mighty works at the beginning. The text speaks of mighty works at the beginning, and it ends with kind of a very simple work, like giving a cup of water to drink. So I gave you an Ephesians 2 passage, verses 8 through 10, as we consider that. Can somebody read that one?
For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not for your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the good works, which God prepared beforehand
that we should walk in them.
Good, that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. As one's baptized in the name of Jesus, then our Lord has then created you to do good things. And who has he done this for? Billions and billions and billions and billions of people. It's always fun to consider that our Lord, you, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, congregation members of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, have done good works to me. You've been a blessing to me. You've loved me and you've loved my family. And you didn't know me 6 years ago. Does that make sense? Created in Christ Jesus that he has prepared for you beforehand. But that God knew you and that God knew me and he put us together. He knew all of this beforehand. And now we're loving and now we're serving each other. Created in Christ Jesus beforehand. And I want you to consider that for your day tomorrow too. That he's created for you good works beforehand. You don't know it, but it doesn't surprise him. You don't know the good works, the prayers that you will pray, the people that you will see, the kindness that you could show, the correction that you could be gentle on, but do. But God has prepared it for you beforehand. He's created you to do that. By grace, you're saved. So we have the prayer today. Everlasting Father, source of every blessing, mercifully direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit that we may complete the works that you have prepared for us to do. So, do you have other thoughts and questions on this reading? As you consider consider the joys of it, the challenges of it, the convictions of it, comforts of it. Just to kind of hammer home the point, the psalm, the portions of Psalm 135 that we prayed today, is always reminding us of that same point, that the church is always much larger than we think it is, because the church are all ones who praise the Lord's name. And how long does our Lord's name endure? Forever. His people, his servants, throughout all ages. Now and forevermore. Well, let's rise and let's pray. Everlasting Father, source of every blessing, mercifully direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit that we may complete the works that you have prepared for us to do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O gracious Lord Jesus, you have called us to yourself and given us your name, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and that you have prepared for us works to do, for we are your workmanship. You have sent us into our lives as husbands and as wives, as fathers and as mothers, as children, as workers, as sisters and brothers, as congregation members, and as friends. We thank you that you have prepared for us works to do. And we ask that we complete them in your name, knowing always that even as these works seem so small, they are in fact mighty works, because they are done in the mighty name of the Lord. Hear us now as we continue our good works, as we pray. Pray for ourselves and the faith and love that you want us to have. We pray for our family and friends, our government, our country, that there may be peace, our communities, those we see in our workplaces, those who are sick, those near death, those who are addicted, and for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus. Hear us now as we pray with hearts and voices.
Haynes Wilson family. Jackie Alexander.
Patricia Reed.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son,
that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.